In Durham Riding, or Electoral District, we have an election on March 4th. This is the last time an MP will be elected to represent the Durham Electoral District due to changes in boundaries, changes that take place every 10 years based on census information. My name is Steve Ray. Matthew McKenna from Elections Canada joins me on Exit 425 to explain the changes and a few other things related to this significant by-election. Matthew, welcome, and thank you for meeting me at Exit 425.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Pleasure to be here.
Why has this election, or by-election, been called?
So, as you know, Elections Canada administers general elections at the federal level and by-elections. So a general election, according to the law, happens every 4 years on a fixed date. It's in the third Monday in October, 4 years after the last general election. It can happen sooner if the governor and council decides to ask the governor general to dissolve parliament. And that can happen a little bit more often in a minority parliament like we're in now. But otherwise, it's a fixed schedule that happens every 4 years. And that's when the whole country goes to vote. A by-election happens when there's a vacancy in the House of Commons. So if one seat is vacant, that's usually because a member of parliament retires, decides to leave political life. That opens up their seat, and then a by-election has to take place in order to fill the seat. So in this case, the by-election in Durham is a result of the resignation of Aaron O'Toole.
Are the boundaries for Durham riding changing for this by-election?
There are new boundaries coming, but not for this by-election. Every 10 years, the country goes through what's called the redistribution of electoral district boundaries, or the redistribution process for short. That's baked right into the Constitution. And what happens is independent commissions are set up in every province, and they're tasked with taking a look at the boundaries as they are and coming up with recommendations for how they could change in order to be well calibrated to changes in the population. So the reason it happens every 10 years is it follows the census, which takes a look at how populations have changed across the country. And then the redistribution process follows in order to sort of calibrate the electoral districts to match the changes in the population.
So in this area, we're looking at some changes where we will, this riding where Curtis is located, exit 425, will be part of the new Bowmanville-Oshawa North electoral district or riding. And the northern part of the riding, Scugog, will become part of the York-Durham electoral district. When does that actually come into effect?
So the boundaries were decided upon in September, and they're proclaimed by Parliament. So basically, you know, parliamentarians have seen them, and it's all but official. So 7 months after that date is when the new boundaries could come into effect, and it happens at the call of the next general election. So if we look at when the new boundaries were proclaimed, that happened September 22nd. You fast forward 7 months. April 22nd is kind of the key date. So any federal general election called after that date would be held under the new boundaries. So it actually takes the call of a general election for them to come into effect. So even if this by-election happened to take place after April 22nd, that wouldn't be enough to trigger the new boundaries coming into place. It has to be the federal general election.
But based on when Mr. O'Toole resigned and the seat was declared vacant, this by-election had to be called before January 30th. So, and then given the timeline for the by-election, really, March 4th was about the only choice that there was. And so if the Prime Minister really wanted to or was forced into it, there still could be an election called shortly after the new boundaries take effect, really. But, I mean, it's not very desirable because of the cost and the confusion, so...
Yeah, and, you know, people often don't realize that Elections Canada really has no say in when the election takes place, and our mandate's just to be ready to deliver at any time. So we're sort of working with constant dates of, you know, updating our readiness level to be sure that no matter when the election's called, whether it's under the current boundaries or under the new set that's coming after April, that we're ready to go.
So again, for this election, when is the deadline for candidates to register in order to run in this election?
So election day, as you mentioned, is March 4th. The deadline for nomination for candidates is always 21 days before election day. So in this case, it's coming up next week, February 12th at 2 p.m. is the cutoff for candidates to put forward their names if they want to run in this by-election.
Does Elections Canada do anything special to try to maximize engagement in an election and perhaps for this by-election and something that might even be used for the next general election?
So as with any by-election, we do whatever we can to make sure that people have the information that they need if they want to go and register and vote. So as soon as the by-election was called, there was a new section of the website that goes up, elections.ca. You go there, there's a big button on the homepage that'll take you to directly to content about the Durham by-election, everything from where the local returning office is to the list of candidates that have registered so far, and that'll be updated again after February 12th. The different ways that you can vote, whether it's at advance polls or by special ballot, including voting by mail or on election day itself. You know, you can type in your postal code and figure out where you need to go to vote in any of those different ways, as well as a slew of other information to help you make sure that you've got what you need if you want to go cast your ballot. So that's something that happens pretty much every by-election. And then during a general election, that's kind of magnified. We do a whole sort of new face of the website in order to make sure that Canadians across the board can get the information that they need. One new kind of feature for this by-election that we're testing out and will continue to do into the future is it's part of our voter information service. So that's that application I was talking about where you can enter your postal code. We always give information about the accessibility level of polling places and poll sites. What's new this time around is for the returning office itself, we've got a list of the accessibility criteria that we use to measure the suitability of polling places, poll sites. So things like level access to voting booths, is the lighting suitable? Are there automatic doors? Things along those lines. So folks can now go, and if they're wanting to maybe cast a ballot early at the local Elections Canada office using the special ballot, they can look up those accessibility criteria and make sure that it's going to meet their needs when they get there. So whenever we're selecting sites for suitability for voters, there's a list of about 37 criteria that we look at to make sure that they're going to be places that are suitable for anybody to go and vote. But there's a list of 15 that are sort of the bare essentials. They're the mandatory criteria. So if we want to, if we're forced to in a situation where we have to choose a site that doesn't meet those, it's really pretty exceptional. So in this case, it's not that the criteria are new, but we're just doing a little bit more to make sure that when people look up where they can go vote, where they can go talk to the returning officer if they want to vote early, for example, they see that list of accessibility criteria and they can make sure that they're all met.
That's awesome. Actually, I mean, very proactive as well. With every election, there's a list of jobs that need to get done, and obviously the Elections Canada people are permanent staff. But are even on the website now, I saw job interest for the next general election, because obviously with, you know, a Canada-wide election, that's a huge undertaking. Are there any jobs that need to be filled in order to execute this by-election at this point?
Well, you're bang on. It's a big undertaking for every general election. You know, over the course of a pretty short period of time, we have to hire upwards of 200,000 temporary workers in order to deliver the election. So, you know, each general election is basically 338, in this case, one for every riding general elections in each riding. And it's the returning officer who's responsible for delivering the election in his or her riding. So in the case of this by-election in Durham, the returning officer, I think, has already done a pretty good job of identifying the people that they need to deliver the vote. I think the last I checked, pretty much all the positions have been filled. But it never hurts for people to log on to elections.ca or to give the returning officer a call just to be sure. There may still be jobs, especially for later in the election period when we deliver the advanced polls. And then on election day itself, it definitely takes a team. And there's lots of different positions, whether it be, the information officers who are there just to give people information when they get to their polling site about which booth to go to or how to register at the polls if they need to, whether their ID is going to be suitable to vote, that sort of thing. And then there are the deputy returning officers as well who help kind of manage the day-to-day activities at the polls and are responsible for doing the counts and that sort of thing. So there's a range of different positions. And as I say, I think many are filled for this by-election, but I would definitely encourage anybody who's interested to give the returning officer a call and see if there's any availability. And they can find the contact information pretty easily at elections.ca.
Thank you very much for joining me today at Exit 425 for this conversation. You've mentioned it more than a few times, elections.ca. I keep wanting to put in electionscanada.ca, but the .ca takes care of that part. So we'll encourage people who are listening or watching this to go to that site. There's more information there than you can imagine. And as rabbit holes go on the internet, this is one that you could spend a lot of time on. Just fascinating information that's there, as well as very useful information, practical information as you need it for any particular election or by-election. So thank you very much for taking the time today and joining us to talk about this by-election in Durham.
My pleasure, Steve. Thanks very much.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Exit 425. Please like and subscribe on whatever platform you use. Our mission is to provide substantial information and education that goes where you want because it's where we live. Exit 425 is a production of Studio 38 Audio, copyright 2024. My name is Steve Ray. If you have any questions or would like more information about Exit 425, join our Exit 425 Facebook group, like the Facebook page, check out Instagram, Medium, X, and TikTok, or email me at exit425401@gmail.com. Exit 425, it's where we live.